Good morning, church. This is Armando. We're going to pick up right where Pastor left off in his teaching about drawing near to God by believing his word. There was a quote that Pastor said that resonated in my mind throughout the week. Fear is the lack of faith. No doubt, fear can be sinful when we let it govern our spiritual walk. See, we're called to trust our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ day in and day out. Fear should not be detrimental to our faithful spiritual walk with the Lord. As King David puts it, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow and death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, the way I want to encourage you today is by reading one verse and asking that you draw near to God by believing his word. Romans 8:28, you know it. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Now, I'll be brief and concise and hope the Lord uses this magnificent promise for the glory of his name in your life. First, I'd like to tell you two things this verse does not mean. First of all, this does not mean only good things happen to Christians. This is just not the case. Is there any more impressive Christian than Paul in the New Testament? Yet God granted him a ministry in which he was tortured, incarcerated, beaten, and ultimately decapitated. These are all bad things, but God worked them for good. He made good things to come from these terrible things. And so a lot of the New Testament is written to people and churches who were in constant need of encouragement in the midst of trials and persecution. Second, this is not a promise for all supposed Christians in the way of name it and claim it. See, Paul is very clear. This is for those who love God. And Jesus would put it, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." In other words, this promise is specifically for those of us that are striving to walk in the way God has called us to, in holiness and in the pursuit of sanctification. Now, I'm not saying that if you've stumbled in your pursuit of God and in the path of obedience, you're exempt from this promise. But I will dare say that if you are a professing Christian who is rebellious and wants to live his life the way he or she wants and not submit to the purposes of God to which he has called you, then this promise may not apply to you. What it does mean is that God promises working all things for good insofar as you walk in obedience and loving him to the best of your ability. No matter what issue you face, God has promised to work it for good. He has promised good things to come from your suffering, from your pains, fears, and shortcomings if you love him and are walking in obedience. So if you're in that place, take heart, brother. Through whatever you're going through, whether it's temptation or accusation, whether you are at war against the flesh or against the devil, resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Now, if you are wayward, if you're not sure where you stand in this promise or if it applies to you, then repent. Beg the God of mercies to begin a new work in your life, because I believe when we sincerely repent, no matter how guilty we are of our own self-inflicted pain, God will begin to work good out of them. He is a gracious, merciful, kind, loving, patient God. No matter how hard our struggles are, he has promised that all things would work for good. And that is a promise we can hold on to. And that is a promise that we can believe, because it is his word. And in the midst of them all, he will graciously lavish his never-ending grace for you to finish the race. As Annie Flint would say, "He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, he multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed or the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. Fear not that thy need shall exceed his provision. Our God ever yearns his resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting availing. The Father both thee and thy load will upbear. His love has no limits, his grace has no measure. His power no boundary known unto men, for out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again." Let's pray. Father, we come before you seeking to draw near to you. Father, expecting you to draw near to us, Father, as your word has promised. I pray, Father, that as we read your word this week, that you help us believe the promises that you left for us, that you help us believe that you are a good God, that you're a great God, that you're a merciful God, that you're the God of second chances, that you're the God of restoration, of redemption, whether it's in the family, whether it's at work, whether it's with our own conflicts, Lord. Help us believe in your power. Give us that childlike faith that pleases you. And it's for your precious Son's name we pray. Amen.